A very good morning to you. David Sheehan with you here on Horizons. Today is the feast of the dedication of the Lateran Basilica and reminds us the most important temple is the temple of a person's soul because God dwells within each of us. On the show today, we speak about a new book written about a well-known priest. We speak to Eilish Walsh about the Jubilee of Choirs and get an update on what the Franciscan Brothers are doing around the world. Up first, Father Tom Looney, welcome to Horizons.
Carmalgoth, David.
This is my first time speaking to you, but I understand that you have a long history with Horizons, the programme and the building I'm in. You're not here today, though, to talk about old Horizons. You're here today because you've written a book.
Yeah, but another priest from Barnor on the corner here in Castle Street, believe it or not, Rald, his life was reared in Rock Street, number 13. The family had a pub there called the Jones family, his father Tom Jones. It's an amazing story about an amazing Tralee man and a Kerry priest. So I suppose that's why, as a child, would you believe this, we were very privileged. My dad had a good job in the boot factory in Killarney, Hillers and Palmer, and he had a good wage at the time before the whole shoe industry fell asunder, you know. So we used to take a room for 2 weeks in Mike Breen's house in the village of Glen Bay upstairs. It's still there, actually. 30 bob a week. That's a pound and a half a week. My mom and I would, and my younger brother Donald, we'd go there for the 1 week. My dad would join us then for the second week in Glen Bay, where this priest had spent 24 years, Tom Jones, I mean. And I remember as a child, I was 5 years of age, distinctly being at the Sunday Mass, and this little old man with a bald head to spin around, like the fastest you ever saw, like someone spinning a sixpenny bit. Now it's the size of your thumbnail. And I suppose praying, and in Latin, the Mass was Dominus Vobiscum, the Lord be with you. I'll never forget that. And his curate was Father Michal Galvin, also from Rock Street, a mighty Tralee man, a great friend of ours. And coming and going to the beach those days, my mom, my brother Donal and I, Father Michal would often give us a drive in his Volkswagen. Now that's 1950 for us to go into a motor car. That's the first drive we ever got in a car, to our knowledge. My brother Donal, he's a priest now, retired in the States, he remembers it distinctly. In fact, he remembers his birthday. He was 3 years of age in Glen Bay on the Strand, the Ross Bay Strand, in 1950, and that's the year poor Father Jones died. We were at his Mass in the month of July, August. He died on the 19th of September in the Bon Secours here in Tralee. So he was born in Borherby. He spent his life as a young man in Rock, and then he died in Strand Road. So it's very much a Tralee story about an amazing man, born the year after the Fenian Rising in 1868 and died in 1950. But he was world champion handballer, priest who worked in three countries. He worked obviously in Ireland when he was ordained first in the north of Ireland, Newtownards and Glenarm. Was moved then to Leeds to work in a place called Hebden Bridge. Spent the next 5 years in Australia, and we had a lot about in my book about his time in Australia. I was very lucky, as a woman I know, she was doing her doctoral thesis, her people from the Gap of Dunloe, Dr. Margaret Coffey, and her brother-in-law, who's the Archbishop of Brisbane, Mark Coleridge, we know as well. And they gave me a lot of stuff about his Australian years, where he worked in the Diocese of Rockmount. But Jones was an amazing athlete. Any sport you like, he said, except golf, which is too slow. But as a handballer, he was world champion. He went to Maynooth in 1890 as the world champion, actually, because he and a man called Herlihy from Cork, they beat the world champion Casey, who was to meet, know a lot about Casey afterwards, and that's all in the book. They beat him in the Racket Hall in Cork City in 1887, if you don't mind. He went to Maynooth in 1890, spent 6 years there, and the handball court is still to this day called Jones's Court, or the Kerry Alley, because of Tom Jones from this town of Tralee. An amazing man. He also was very competitive all his life, you know. I just went through his college record in Maynooth. You do exams, you know, every Christmas, Easter, and well, summer anyway, and he had to do those exams. But he was very competitive. He did a lot of ones, professional courses, essays and that. In all, he won 16 prizes in his 6 years. You're amazing. No, he wouldn't have been the top student, or as they say in Maynooth, slang the top gun, but he was a great trier. But imagine, he won 16 prizes in different disciplines during his time there. One was in Italian, one was in French, and one was in the Irish language, and that, you know, as a young man. So he was very competitive, and right to the time he died, he still had that instinct, you know, and he hated to be beaten. Yeah. He hated to be. In fact, the name of the book is Unbeatable, because in sport he was unbeatable. His first day, now Father Tomás Hickey, who spent many years here in St. John's and in St. Brendan's, he was there when that church was opened, actually, in Rock Street. Tomás, he had a great drama man, very involved with Seamus as well. But Father Tomás gave me a lot of stuff on Father Jones, whom he knew as a young priest, that is. And he said that the first day he arrived in Rockmount, that's where he was assigned to in the turn of the century. We had 18 priests, imagine, that time on loan to Australia. We had 3 on loan to New Zealand, and I think 2 to South Africa from Kerry Diocese. Imagine the turn of the last century. But the Jones arrived and he heard re-raw or noise, and he said, what's going on? Oh, it's at the annual sports cert. So he says, I'm competing. And he got in for free. He came away with all the trophies. So much so.
Wow.
Running, jumping. He could jump, he could run, lifting, anything to do with sport. He was so good at athletics. During his 5 years in Australia, he was banned from taking part in the athletics meetings because he was winning everything.
He was banned for being too good.
He was the red card. He was not allowed to compete, which he didn't like.
Wow. Of course, if the reason you're not allowed to compete is because you're unbeatable.
He was unbeatable. This is the amazing title. So he's called the Handball Supremo, Father Tom Jones. He also was a musician. Now, quite a fun time to. He had 14, according to Tom Hickey, 14 different musical instruments that he could dominate. They say here, he could knock music out of any instrument. I've listed 13. I failed to find the 14th. But when he was coming through America, his health broke down, and in 1905 he was returning to Ireland. So he came into San Francisco with a letter for the Archbishop there. Archbishop Reardon was his name, to recommend him and so on. He was great friends with a priest called Father Devan, who was a Tralee man from Castle Street. They were in St. Brendan's College together, and they remain great friends ever. So we are very thankful to the late Father Devan for a lot of information that's in our book, actually. And Father Hickey had a pile of information as well. But in any case, he played handball in San Francisco. He moved inland then, and in Chicago there was a concert put on, a rambling house night to welcome home Father Jones passing through, and he met there the great Captain Francis O'Neill, head of the police force in Chicago, a great musician. I have his collection of Irish airs published in 1903, over 2,000 airs published in this book by Captain Francis O'Neill. At that concert was a man called Barney Delaney, who was from the Midlands, from County Offaly, Tullamore. He was actually brother-in-law now of O'Neill, and he was playing the Illan pipes. He was an exceptional piper, and Tom Jones had never seen the Illan pipes. They were almost extinct at the beginning of the last century.
Really?
They were, really. And to make a long story short, he says, I'm going to learn those when I go back to Ireland. And within 12 months, he gave a concert in his first parish when he came back to Ireland. He started in 1906, and he gave a concert in Glenbeglencar playing the Illan pipes, which he had found the year before during his trip through North America. And a concert organised by Captain Francis O'Neill to welcome home the missionary on his way back to Kerry.
My goodness, is there anything Father Tom Jones couldn't do?
I tell you, no, he was very controversial as well, in that he also had a liking for gathering. Like when I came back from Peru in 1981, my parish priest was the late Arthur Moynihan, parish priest of Ardfert Kilmoyle, and I was interested in Jones. I heard stories here from Father Bob Murphy when I was curate here in Tralee, had a lot of stories about Father Jones. One of them is in the book, the most famous story about Jones, where he's returning from Holyhead to Glen Bay, and how he almost missed his boat. But he didn't, because he had a mad leap over water to jump from the quayside onto the parking ship. That story is an amazing story. Jones liked to tell that story himself, you know, and I got that from Father Bob.
One question I would have for you, Father Thomas. Obviously, Father Tom Jones seems like an extraordinary, larger-than-life figure. But what was the inspiration where you said to yourself, somebody needs to write a book about him, but it's going to be me. I have to do this.
Well, I think that came from something Father Tom Hickey said to me personally. And as I said in the book, is Bachor Gomech Laur Skrita Edevan Farsha Aknidon Nogena Fui. He said, I think a book should be written about this man, but I don't think anybody ever took it up. So I decided when I retired, I might try and put it all together. It was really Father Tomás Hickey, who was dad came from New Street, Killarney. His dad actually played football and hurling with Dick Fitzgerald. He played in goals for Dr. Crokes and won county championships. Went to Westmeath, where Father Tomás was born, actually. Set up the Rosemont GA club there, a very successful club. They won 8 county championships, football, I think. So Ben Hickey knew Father Jones. He used to go down to Dingle because he was very interested in Father Tomás' mum as a young, but they were sweethearts. And he used to play hurling at Father Jones. And Father Jones would go, handball with Father Jones. And Father Jones would go to Tomás's grandmother and say, be careful about these laying to Braha. You can't trust them, you know. And then he said, I heard that after getting engaged with all the Kippenoch, this is now all the confusion and all the re-raw. And they got married, of course, Father Tom's mom and dad. And they lived in Westmeath. And then they came back to live in Dingle, where Tomás went to school and so on. But that's because of it. I suppose I gathered the story. I heard lots of stories. Brian McMahon, the famous writer from North Kerry, whom I knew, my son Jim lives now in Killarney. Jim told me, if there's a group of Kerry priests, older Kerry priests, especially in a bit of a circle having a good laugh, they're talking about Father Tom Jones or Father William Ferris. Two great characters, mighty personalities from the last century.
So can you say again when and where the book is launching?
We're having three launches. The first is in the Glenbay Handball Centre now at 6 o'clock, and John Joe Quirker, great handballer and chairman, he's going to launch it there.
So that's launching this evening at 6 p.m. in Glenbay.
The following Friday in the County Museum in Denny Street, thanks to Helen O'Carroll and Jim O'Connell, Brian Cable is launching it there at 6 o'clock on Friday the 14th. And then we're lucky to have the handball court in Sackville Avenue, Croke Park in Dublin, and Conor MacDonald, who's the Uachtaráin of Laoghaire Leiva CLG. He's going to launch it in Dublin for us, and it will be available on sale at those launches. I'll have copies as well if people want to contact myself. And maybe I might talk to Father Tadhg Fitzgerald here. There's a repository. They might take some copies here in the St. John's, you know. I'll talk to Father Padraig maybe as well in Rock Street. This is very much a Rock Street man. And I might ask Father Kieran, big handball man in Killarney. It might be available hopefully through the presbyteries or through the little repositories in the parish offices, but I haven't actually got that far yet, but hopefully there'll be goodwill towards it, yeah.
Guten Tag, Erfad, Eras. Father Tom Looney, thank you very much for coming on Horizons.
Míle vuecas.
After the break, we speak to Eilish Walsh about the Jubilee of Choirs.